Docs Albert Lewis Fowler versus Commonwealth, Mr. Kasker and Mr. Murphy. Mr. Kasker, you wish any time for rebuttal?
May I reserve 5 minutes, Your Honor? Thank you.
Mr. Kasker, let me just jump right in and ask you how we possibly have jurisdiction to hear this appeal under 19.2-254.
Your Honor, and I would agree under the Cross case, I think we have a similar situation. My only issue on that, the Commonwealth did not indicate that what finally happened in that case, which was not that it was dismissed, but it was was remanded back to the guilty finding was vacated or was overturned. The guilty plea was vacated, and an order for a new trial was imposed. And I think that controls here.
Well, that makes this pretty easy. This is a very peculiar situation, so let me just make sure I understand where we're at. Of course, what I'm referring to is the pre-trial condition, and this occurred really post-trial. There was stipulated evidence on a plea of not guilty that apparently the jury is waiting next door, and everybody agrees that depending on what the judge does on a motion to strike, which clearly implies that a trial has been had, if we remand, is there anything for us to do upon remand except direct the trial court to enter a verdict since the trial has already been held? The defendant could persist in his guilty plea if he chose to, obviously, if he wanted to continue to plead guilty. But in the alternative, it seems to me we wouldn't order a new trial because as we did in the other case, the defendant could have elected to go to trial, but here the defendant already went to trial. So the only thing to be done, it seems to me, would be for the trial court to enter its verdict.
Your Honor, I would disagree with that. I believe in the Cross case, I believe that the court ordered.
I wrote Cross, so I'm, you know.
Okay.
The guilty plea in Cross, we found that the guilty plea was not voluntary.
Right.
Because there was a mistaken, impression that they could appeal the underlying issue, and we concluded that at the time, because it was a misdemeanor, and at the time the statute didn't permit pretrial appeals in misdemeanor cases, and so we remanded the case to permit the defendant to either to withdraw his plea if he chose to. Now, he could have, and for all we know, did persist in his plea in Cross, but he could have withdrawn his plea. Here, there was a trial, unlike in Cross where there was just a guilty plea. Here, the trial was held. The guilty plea was entered basically post-trial. So well, I guess my question is, and I'll ask Mr. Murphy this as well when he gets up here, but it seems to me, given your concession that the statute doesn't permit this sort of appeal, the only issue remaining is what direction we give the trial court upon remand.
Well, I would ask the court to give direction that the defendant be allowed to withdraw the guilty plea, or that this court vacate the guilty plea.
We certainly could do that, but then the trial court could simply then enter a verdict, couldn't it? The verdict, I guess, might be not guilty for all we know, but the evidence was already heard and taken. So,
but the evidence was a plea of not guilty, stipulation of evidence. Court made its ruling. There after the ruling, the defendant changed his plea. There was a rearrangement of the defendant. I guess there was a rearrangement. He pled conditionally guilty to the two charges. And then the court made its ruling based upon the stipulated evidence from.
The court simply denied the motion to strike, and that's what was appealed.
Right. So, what I would because the defendant relied upon the fact that he would be allowed to argue the evidentiary issues the motion to strike issues, sufficiency evidence issues, and that's been denied by him by mistake of all the judge, by counsel, by the Commonwealth, that he be put back into the position at the beginning of the trial.
Well, no, wouldn't we put him back in the position at the time he entered the guilty plea, which was post-trial?
No, it wasn't post-trial.
Yeah, it was. It was the motion to strike, after the motion to strike.
That motion to strike was...
The only thing that was not... Well, you're right. It wasn't post-trial because no verdict. There was no
correct
verdict. So, but why would we remand for new evidence being taken when the evidence was all stipulated to?
Because he did not have the opportunity at that time. Because he would have the right, but for the fact that he pled conditionally guilty, he would have got...
Let me ask this. This originally started out to be a jury trial, I take it.
Yes, sir.
So the Commonwealth, at least, and I was requesting it, did not waive a jury. Did the Commonwealth ever waive a jury on the record?
I'm not sure. I know that the Commonwealth requested it.
Well, implicitly, I think they did, because I think what, if you look at the record,
I think the trial court asked both parties if we wish to excuse the jury that already been.
But the Commonwealth, the judge said, already is the Commonwealth's understanding also. This is after it was stated that the evidence is going to be stipulated to it. And the Commonwealth attorney responded, that's correct, Your Honor, and just a motion to strike, it's going to be, I suppose, the light most favorable to the Commonwealth, but it'll also be legal issues, not necessarily factual issues, that go to the trier of fact. So that's what we're here for, this motion on defense motion. And apparently everybody agreed the jury could be excused.
Correct, because we anticipated being able to bring the matter to this court. And so we weren't going to let it go to the jury to make a final decision on guilt or innocence. And that's why I'm asking the court to put the defendant back into the position that he was. But
well, the question of what you want, the question is what we have the authority to do. And I that's why I'm asking the question, because typically we don't, if we allow the procedure you suggest, we'd be opening the door to a lot of defendants trying to, work their way around a jury trial. If the Commonwealth is certainly entitled by statute to one if they want one. And here, apparently, there was an agreement by everyone that the evidence was going to be stipulated to on a plea of not guilty, and then the plea was only changed to guilty, after all the evidence was taken and after a motion to strike was denied. So why would we simply ignore everything that occurred up to that point? That's my simple question.
Because the parties, including the Commonwealth, were trying, with the acquiescence of the trial court, was trying to litigate the legal issue. And at this point, the court cannot do that. Now that the defendant, thinking that he was able to do that and now being told he couldn't, as in the Cross case, now should be given the opportunity to take it to a jury. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, if the court grants our request, presumably the Commonwealth will then ask for a jury and we'll be right back at the beginning, but then the defendant can make his decision as to whether he wants to go through with a jury trial, to preserve the record to bring the same issues before the court on...
Well, I understand your position. I'm just not sure I agree with it. I guess I'll be interested to see what Mr. Murphy has to say about it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much. You have your rebuttal time remaining.
Well, Mr. Murphy, you just got a lot easier.
Well, yes and no. One of these things, whether the Commonwealth attorney wants us coming back or not, but we felt we had to raise this because the court
this
has...
This is a mess, quite honestly.
Well, you're right. The guilty plea is no good because it was unknown. The facts weren't known.
Well, in an abstract, forget the statute for a moment. When you change your plea to guilty, you're effectively waiving your right to appeal any sufficiency.
Yes, no question about it.
So, I mean, that's long.
So, and the only thing we say is that the guilty plea might be challengeable because it was made with this consent of everybody, that everybody thought it was okay to do this.
Do you agree that we need to vacate the guilty plea, even though it's not actually been argued or raised, but here we have a trial judge telling a defendant that you are entitled to appeal?
I think that's appropriate here. I mean, everybody...
Well, no, I'm not sure I agree with you, because typically we don't vacate guilty. It's up to the defendant. The defendant can continue to plead guilty if he wants to, it seems to me. He just can't appeal anything.
Yes, Your Honor.
So he may determine it's in his best interest, especially if he's trying to avoid a Commonwealth-requested jury trial to begin with, he may determine it's in his best interest to persist in his guilty plea and just deal with the consequences.
Yes, Your Honor. I mean,
so we wouldn't automatically vacate his plea if he didn't, unless he wanted that to be done.
Well, I'm not sure how you could actually do that.
I mean, I think we have to remand to the trial court, and then it would be up to him. Now, he could withdraw his plea. It seems to
be well, Judge, I mean, you certainly could send it back, and the judge would have the option of saying, the guilty plea is still on the table. We want to take it, but of course...
But hypothetically, if he said, I want to withdraw my plea, I think the trial court in the abstract would have to let him do that.
And then would sentence, as you
but
said.
But then the question is, what next? And I think the what next is, well, the only thing that hasn't already been done is for a verdict to be entered
exactly.
based upon the stipulated evidence.
Certainly nothing wrong with anything that happened up to that point. The case was proven. The judge found him guilty.
Well, we've got all kinds of procedural defects. I mean, nobody has waived the jury in this case. It's not on the record, which is required under the Constitution. In fact, it was set for a jury. So we've got that problem. We've got the problem with the guilty plea. Why not just send this back for a do-over?
Well, because I don't think the defendant's entitled to a do-over. I mean, mid-trial pleas or pleas of this nature are unusual.
Well,
and
clearly, is he entitled to put on evidence?
No. No. He has had that opportunity.
He stipulated all the evidence.
He stipulated the evidence. The judge had all the evidence before him when he said, I find you guilty. And at that point, the defendant, I think that's where we go to now. What does the defendant do next? Does he plead guilty? Well, of course he pleads guilty at that point because, the next thing is you're just to...
How busy is your habeas division?
Very, very busy, Your Honor. I understand the
There's
other
only
day...
only room for one more, right?
We get 8 habeas for every appeal now.
Yeah,
we don't want any more, but on the other hand, I think, there is a problem here. We perceived there was a serious problem with this conditional guilty plea and had to raise the issue. I mean, obviously, it would have been a lot better just to go to the merits directly and... get this out of the way.
Well, if we don't have jurisdiction, we don't have jurisdiction.
Yes, sure. I think that's true. I think
is that a jurisdictional issue or is it an issue just of waiver?
I don't know how you can waive it. It's not a disposition authorized by statute.
Normally we say that a guilty plea waives all defects in the trial.
But it's got to be a knowing, voluntary, and intelligent.
But we don't say that a guilty plea deprives this court of jurisdiction.
Well, it's not, I think it's the main question is you have a judgment before you that is not authorized by law, that you cannot have a guilty plea on a motion to strike.
We have a guilty plea. We have an appeal of a guilty plea is what we actually have here.
Yeah. Right.
And when we have an appeal of a guilty plea, we simply say, no, a guilty plea is a waiver of all defects at trial, and we affirm. We don't dismiss.
Well, but if it's a conditional guilty plea, of course, you say, but this is different in this case. He can...
He was under the mistaken impression that he could appeal.
My point is, if this were jurisdictional, we would dismiss the appeal, which is not what we've done in the past.
It's a defective judgment entered by the court.
So he didn't cross anyway, which is a similar situation at the time.
Yeah, sure. The point is that they shouldn't. It could not be a conditional guilty plea under these circumstances. Everybody thought it was. The defendant was under that impression. It seems to me that it's equitable to send him back and say, "Do you still want your guilty plea?"
I was on cross, and that was our thinking, frankly, at the time. That it shouldn't be us that decides whether or not the defendant should, bear the brunt of his bad decision making at the time. He could think it over and either pick door number one or door number two, and accept the consequences of either choice he made. So.
I think it's because we have bad decision making by everybody in the proceeding in this case.
I think we all concede there's no real case law to guide our decision on the posture we put this in when
we don't have any case where we had a motion to strike, a finding by the court, and then a conditional guilty plea.
No error in the original trial,
no
then we would typically not remand for a new trial. That would be my simple point, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I think that's exactly what you do, is send it back to, post-motion to strike stage. And unless there are any questions, that's what I suggest. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Kasky, you've got some time left.
I'll be brief.
Beat this one to death.
I just would ask the court to remand it back to the trial court, to the extent that this court can afford Mr. Fowler what he had desired and what the Commonwealth did not have any objection to, really to bring to this court, if the trial court had ruled against the defendant, preserve the defendant's, the appellant's right to come to this court to ask to interpret the legal questions that are also in the brief, that form the basis of the brief. If that means, as long as this court doesn't come send it back saying he can't plead not guilty and have a do-over, that's what we would request. Thank you.
Thanks.